In bottom above on the days, the also tefach hechad mamida. So we discussed this inyan of the shlishes afilu tefach. That's the sheet of the chachamim. Two tfanos plus a shlishes. It's a halacha that tells us that the third wall can be a tefach. Doesn't need to be as long as the other wall. It doesn't have to be zayin tfachim. A tefach. But the Gemara now presents the question of Hechan Mamida, which itself requires an explanation, as we noted on Thursday. Like, why do you have to wonder about Hechan Mamida? Like, wherever you want to put it, you can put it. What's the problem? Put it wherever you put it. But apparently, there's something that we need to accomplish with the tefach, together with the other two walls, that therefore dictates that it has to have a makom. That we have to understand. And what exactly are we looking for? That luchar is going to depend on the various suggestions that appear in the Gemara as far as Hechan Mamido. Obviously, each of these shitas, which again, there can be different pshatim in each of these shitas, but each of these shitas is looking for something different in terms of what you hope to accomplish with this tefach. And therefore, there is a question, Hechan Mamido, because how are we going to get to that result? So we have in the Gemara here three possibilities that emerge. First, Amar Rav, Mamido Kineged Hayotze. Now here too we have Machlokes Rishonim. Let's start with Rashi. Kineged Hayotze. Rashi, now this is not the way the Ritva had Rashi. You'll get to the Ritva if you haven't yet. You'll see the Ritva quotes something else from Rashi. That's not our Rashi. Okay, I don't know. Kineged Hayotze, look at Rashi says. I mean, he quotes this pshat, but not b'shem Rashi. Rashi says, Makom shamachitza kala be'ezer sheyirtze. In other words, we talked about the two tfanos being kamin gam. We had that in the earlier Rashi. So you already have two tfanos at right angles. Let's imagine here is one, and here's the other, right? Now, Kineged Hayotze means where the dolphin ends. Part that's not joining the other dolphin, but the part that's out. Let me yotze, the part that's out. So let's say you have this dolphin. So that would be one yotze, one possibility, yotze, where this dolphin ends, or the other part of the right angle where this dolphin is. So you're going to join the tefach to the yotze, kineged hayotze. In other words, the part that's extending. So right, connect to that with the additional tefach. So basically, the additional tefach, let's assume we see the rest of the Rashi, the tefach is now going to be adjoined to what we can now call the middle wall. Clear? Because what you're doing is, you're connecting it such that you have a middle wall that has one long dolphin extending out from it, and now your tefach wall, which is the short wall, extending out from it. That's kineged hayotze. Now Rashi tells you it could be either end. So for example, makom shemachitza kala be'ezer sheyirtze. Mashtayim, if the two walls are mizrachis tzvonis, east and north, northeast, yasa tefach b'sof hatzvonis, the mitzao letzad mairiv. So standing out toward the west, but it's adjoining where that is. O b'mizrachis letzad darom. So here you have the two pictures. So Rashi, the top picture, Mizrach, you have the picture? Right, you all have the same picture, right? So you have Mizrach's tzafon, so it's connecting to the Yotze at the tzafon toward, Mizrach would be toward the Darum, right? And the other one would be coming down toward Meirav, yeah. So which picture would correspond to which part of the Rashi? What picture would that be? That would be the bottom picture, no? That would be the top picture. Yeah, that makes sense? Chevra, you with me?
Yeah.
Correct. The first picture corresponds to the bottom line of the Rashi, right? What? No? The other way again. If the walls, so now Yasa, Tefach, Besof, Hatzfonis, the Mikzao, Litzad Mairav.
It's going to be the
They put
Mizrach
on top. So
Mizrach is on top. Mizrach is on top. So it's
Sad. It's going to be the west wall.
It's the west wall.
Okay, fine. So this is the first picture. Okay, fine. Okay, got it. It's Sad Marib. Right. So again, it's adjoining what's now the middle wall, but it's on the west side. Good. Okay, I got it. Yeah. Obi Mizrach is with Sad Darom. That's the second picture. So again, okay. This is Shita of Rav. Now, again, we don't know anything right now. Why? What's the mail of that? What's the reason for that? Shita number one. Amri lei Rav Kana Ravasi l'Rav. So they asked the question. They questioned Rav, and he said, V'yamidenu k'neged Rosh Tor. So here, too, is a whole shayla, how to learn it. But we're going to go with the picture that we have here, which is how basically the Mashal and the Mashal Derech Zeh. K'neged Rosh Tor, let's see Rashi. What is he saying? He wants it to be bent on a diagonal. So instead of being going out, let's say the top picture, Litzad Ma'ariv, in a straight way, it's going to be in a way that would be also indicating that it's also extending toward the Darum side. What is Rosh Tor? Rosh Shura b'Miktsoa, here they have the Hagah, Miktsoa, Svonis, but they change it, no?
Yeah.
Why did they change it to Dromis? Dromis Maravis. Yeah, but it doesn't matter in terms of the directions. Basically, look at the picture. Basically, the picture is what's going to help us. So, Dromis Maravis. Dromis Ba'alachson. O Mizrachis Dromis. That would be the second picture. But on Alachson, that's the point. It's why did they change it to the Dromis Maravis? I don't know. Charetzvonis Maravis, but the Alachson, that's the point. The Alachson. No, but we're working with the gears. We're doing the picture here. The picture, that's the. It's basically connected. It's still attached. It's still attached to one of the Tfanos. There's still a middle wall in between the long wall and the short wall. The only difference is that the short wall, instead of going in parallel to the longer wall, it's coming out at an angle. That's the pshat of the mashal and the mashah, basically, as well. Mashah is maybe the little gap, but basically that's the pshat. Shamachitzos marabes phonis the nearer note. But what's the idea? What are they asking? Is what are they gaining? The nearer note to the base machitzos. It now is pointing toward two machitzos. Umerzi karim machitzos. What's the mashal of Rosh Tor? Rashi gives you the mashal when they used to furrow in the ground, create furrows of Harisha Rosh Tor, who tell him mana shel sof sada. It's the furrow at the end of the field, shatulamim kalim, where the furrows are ending, v'hochim balachson. So when you get to the end of the field, the furrows end up becoming more diagonal. Ze aruch mizeh ma'at. So then one is longer than the other, and there's a diagonal. So the point is, it should be a diagonal. Why? So Rashi says, so it should be mechzik haver mechitzus. Why we want mechzik haver mechitzus? What's this about? The Torah says you can have a shlichus afil tefach. What is this push to have mechzik haver mechitzus? What's the pshat here? That's the second shita. Again, we have to understand it. So when Rav heard this, shasik Rav. So it's a whole shayla what to make of shasik Rav. The Ramban, the Ritva. What's the pshat? Is Rav shasik because he's moda? Is Rav shasik because he doesn't take seriously what they're saying? Should we take seriously this possibility? Itmar Nami, the Gemara continues, on Meshmul Meshmei Delevi. Namido Kineged Hayotze. That's what we had before, Shitas Rav. V'chein Morim Bei Midrasha, the same thing. They indicated in the Beis Medrash, Namido Kineged Hayotze. So far we have two possible Shitas. We're going to learn again with the gears that we have, with the picture we have here. It's connecting to one of the walls, but either it's straight, parallel to the longer wall, or it's coming at an angle, yeah?
We're going to go to the picture we have here, and we need to take out Rashi, Shem Machitzus Marvis, because Machitzus are Mizrachis.
Which word are you taking out?
The second line.
Kishe Machitzus Marvis. Oh, Mizrachis Dromis, Machitzus Marvis Svonis.
If you take those out, then it really makes sense.
Yeah, that doesn't add yet. What does that mean? Yeah.
It says on the back, you know.
Uh-huh. That's the same old style that takes that out?
Yeah.
The Oath's part.
Yeah, okay.
What's Mizrachis Dromis?
Oh, Mizrachis Dromis. So what, they're still changing the top also, the top line of Rashi?
No, I didn't keep the top line, you get rid of that.
No, if you keep the top line,
you
get rid of
that. Okay. So yeah, because it reads well. Yeah. According to this picture that we have next to us, Miksoetz Vonis Maravis, that's exactly right. That's the top picture. Oh, Mizrachis Dromis, the second picture.
Yeah,
fine. Right. And the other one must be with the Maram, who has it on the far side, which again we get to with the Ramban. The Ramban has Kenegat Yod, say, the way the Maram has the Rosh Torah. But right now we're sticking with the Derech of the Mashal, basically, the Mashal, that it's basically creating more of the effect of Abba Mechitzos. I mean, that could be even the other Pshar also, but it's still connecting to the one of the Tfanos, to the middle Dauphin, but it's bent over. Okay. Then we have a third Shita mentions, Rav Simon Vitem Rishu Ben Levi Omar, Osilo Tevach Sochek. Tevach Sochek, Rashi says it's a little bit more than Tevach. Tevach Umashu. So it more says there's two types of Tevach. Tevach Otsev, literally sad. Tevach Sochek, which is happy, meaning it's a little more open. It's a little more space between the what would be the exposed that make up the Tevach. So it's a little more than the average Tevach. More Berevach. So you take this dofen shlishi, that's a tefach, b'shvi a tefach sochek, umamido bepachas b'shkosh etzvachim samach dofen. You put it within three tefachim, meaning of love, tashir lovud, of one of the tefanos. V'chol pachas b'shkosh samach dofen ki lovud dami. So what is he gaining here? Get Rashi. Tefach sochek, modedin b'dalet etzbos. There's four etzbos in a tefach. So he says, it's a tefach sochig, meaning the four etzbos are not tight next to each other, but a little more loose. So there's a little more space. You end up having a little more than a tefach by the end. She'ino nogo zubizu. They're not touching. Da'avi tefach umashu. Okay, so tefach sochig is a tefach umashu. Umamido bepachas migimol. You put it within three. Samach le'achas atfanus. Now what do you gain? Upachas migimol kilavut. So now if you have the tefach sochek and you're closing up the gap, which is a little less than three, and now you're on top of that, you have a tefach sochek, so now you have from the dofen till the end of the tefach a little more than four tefachim. So what's the mile of that? It's like a mechitza of four, umeshach sukkah shiva. And the meshach sukkah shiva, that's the minimum shear of zayin tefachim, nimtza rubo shel dofen asu. So there's a maila here of having rubo shel dofen. This halacha of tefach suddenly becomes really halacha for tefachim because of the position. So obviously, each one of these shitas calls for an explanation. Obviously, we have to know something more basic as well. L'mashal, let's take the last shita and we'll go back. This idea of taking the tefach and moving it within lavud, is this a din midoraisa? Is this what the halacha would dictate? And the halacha said, Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Suddenly, what are we doing? We're making the Shlishis Afilu Tefach into really a virtual wall of Zion, because you have Rubo Shel Zion, because you have the Lavud plus the Tefach, so you have Rubo Shel Dofen Asid. That's what the Halacha spoke about. So, you have to know. It could be a Machokas Rishonim. Tosus is in the first number of days, on the top Tosus, that this Inyan, it's about 3-4 lines into the Tosus, the inyan of samach dofen of tevach sofik is only a din midrabanan. So obviously, the Chacham had something in mind here, but the din d'oraisa would not require this. That's nefurish and tosis. Other rishonim, achor the Ramban, seems to disagree. So we'll have to see more about that as well. Whether it's din, but now even in terms of the earlier shitas, we have to ask ourselves: okay, so we know the last shita according to tosis is drabanan. What about the first shittas? What about Kineged HaYotzei? When we require Kineged HaYotzei, according to Rav, is that a din midoraisa? Midoraisa could be anywhere. But the Rabbanan require, or is it a din midoraisa? Again, we'll have to see. But let's start, and then we'll have to see the various other perushim and what these things mean. But let's start with Rashi. What could be the idea within Rashi? Yeah?
In the last pshat, even if he's speaking, couldn't it be less than three away from the dofen and yet still not?
Yeah, you could still get more than four. That's Rishonim asked the question. What do you need tevach sochek? If you have...
Duran,
Shasha.
So what are you saying? You should be able to get just a little. You don't need four. You just need a little more than. You need what? You need 3 and 3.6.
I'm saying opposite. The Gemara even says that theoretically that's within one tefach of the wall. You could. It has to be totaled mishlosha. It doesn't say until when. So now it's, if it's one, let's say one in the wall, then you're going to have a total of two. And seemingly it'd be kosher that also tefach. Those tefach.
You're going to put it. How far are you going to put it?
Saying so. Who says it has to be the lashon of the Gemara? Who says it has to be? It's going to have to be 3.5 or 4, whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to say. Meaning, it says it has to be less than 3. Less than 3 can go all the way to 1.
With the Oso you're tefach, saying if you put it at 1, then you're not going to have...
You have 2.2.
So it doesn't mean to put it... No, you put it just within Lavot. That's what it means. You put it just within the Sheh Lavot.
The Pachos
Mishkosh Tefachim at a point which is just less... You're saying if you say take literally Pachos Mishkosh, that means you could put it at 1. Then you haven't created that... So what's the answer? You put it just within the sheer love.
I mean,
you're gonna have to get to the point that you had 4. But you ask you what you need 4, that's another cash. You gotta be 3.5, 3 or more than 3.5.
That's
sure. The Ron asked that question. He says, because
you
need 4 tefachim. So that's another. That's the Sfat Rishon says. Rashi also says that we know the sheer by Shabbos is a sheer dollar. That's one of the answers that's given. Why you have to eat that before. Rashi doesn't say that though. Rashi says that the big problem is l'chora. If we're saying that you're creating 4, we talked about the inyan of the halacha being tefach. One of the shir of diyumdin before was Rabbi Yaakov said diyumdin is tefach by sukkah. He held it works by sukkah. Why does diyumdin tefach work? Because the minimum shir of a dofen by sukkah is tefach. So you can have diyumdin at each corner in each direction. You have tefach. The chamin could be they also agree to diyumdin, but they require it has to be the shir of zayin tefachim. They can't. They only use yumdin according to the smallest shear. But according to this shita in the Gemara, it's not about tefach. It becomes 4 tefach. But we're always assuming that the shear is tefach. Again, if you hold that shita in the Rabbanan, it may be a little bit easier because Yilim Ikra din is tefach. The Chamin required something more. But they're always shown in that assume that it's a din d'oraisa. So let's begin with maybe the first shita of Keneged HaYotzei. What could be the issue that we're trying to solve with this shita? Why is it, what's needed here, more than just, okay, I have a third wall of a tefach. What's this Keneged HaYotzei? And according to Rashi, Keneged HaYotzei means you have to attach the tefach wall, the new wall, the tefach, with one of the existing walls, which are on the right angle. So, l'chor, let's start by saying, what lies in the chidush of the Shlishis Afilu Tefach. What really is? What do we have? We have to note a couple of chidushim here in this world. Number one, there's a shame dofen by a tefach. That's what we saw by the yumdin a minute ago, right? The yumdin, according to Yaakov, can be a tefach because you have a wall by sukkah of a tefach, and it counts. So in other words, lemaisa, there's a chidush in its own right that you can have one of the walls of sukkah can be a tefach. That's a given. Besides that, it doesn't say it has to be anywhere. It could be anywhere. I mean, it doesn't have to be Keneged HaYotzei. But that's a chiddush in its own right. You can have a dofen of a tefach. But now, there's obviously more chiddush in here. What else lies in the chiddush of the Hilchos HaShlishis Afilu Tefach? That tefach wall that counts as a dofen, even though it's only a tefach. So, what is that considered to be doing? What is it doing? It's considered that tefach, opposite it, where it is, it's physically a wall. What about the rest of that side? It's open. So is there a dolphin there? Not physically, but halachically, is there a dolphin there? Yeah. So we saw this in Sod, we see it again in the Ramban here, and Rosh before, and the Rashash. Let's go with that isod that the halacha is, the halacha dictates, it's a type of a good asik, not good asik, but good, stretch it out. That tefach wall is viewed as if it would be across the whole side, the whole third side. So you have, not, again, the wall is a tefach, but the tefach wall is seen as having extended across the whole third side. That's a chiddush as well. But now, chorid is one more chiddush that we have to acknowledge that lies within this inyan of tfanos ha-sukkah. Namely, when these walls come together, what are they trying to accomplish? Separate from their existence, what is being created as a result of the walls of the sukkah? What are they doing? Heck, the so-called achalos heket, you could say. We've been seeing this idea again and again. They are marking off the area within as being enclosed, as being enclosed, as a dira. As we know, sukkah is a unique idea. It's enclosing it as a dira, but it's enclosing the area in between. And that area is called mukaf. Now, the obvious question is going to be, so I have one wall, Zayin Tfachim, let's say it's Meminim Mashiach Sukkah. I have another wall, also Zayin Tfachim. And I have the third side, which the Tefach wall is seen as being all the way across. What about the fourth side? There's no wall there. So how do the three walls accomplish Hekif on the area within, if it's totally parutz, open on the fourth side? And that's what has to happen as a result. There has to be a chalos hekif that takes place. So if you remember, we had a lashon of Rashi that at the time I told you to hold this lashon Rashi till we get to these sugyas. Earlier, there was a lashon of Rashi on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph by the Itzdiba. Rashi says, Diba Maschi Dofen Ha'emsoi. What do you mean Dofen Emsoi? If you have a four-wall sukkah, there's no Dofen Emsoi. So the answer is Dofen Emsoi because we're assuming we have a wall, a sukkah of three walls, because that's Dalab. So if you have three walls, there's going to be a Dofen Emsoi. But Rashi says the following. This is when you're building the Itzdiba, Kenega Dofen Emsoi, and so on. Rashi says, the Stam Sukkah Daf Dalab. Stam sukkah bas shoshet fanas kimas nisu. V'harvias hi kula pesach. Strange lashon Rashi. What should Rashi have said?
Pesuach.
Nope. Rashi doesn't say pesuach. It says pesach. Rashi could be very meduyak. What's the pshat in Rashi? V'chera, the pshat in Rashi is based on what you find l'mashal in this term in the Mishnah Erevin. When you have a hekif, and you have a gap, which is not more than 10 amos, but it's only mirubal aparos. It means that there's more wall, fence, than you have gap. So the Mishnah says in Erevin, first perek, that you view the gap as a pesach. In other words, the area within is enclosed, even though in one particular part there's no fence. But that's like a pesach. This is not the same thing as the Suras HaPesach. Suras HaPesach is a stima. Suras HaPesach creates its own status of a stima. Here, the pshat is that I don't see the area as being open, because even when you have a bais, you can have a Pesach. That doesn't mean that the area isn't enclosed. I just have to reframe what I have in front of me and say that's a Pesach. What Rashi is saying here is when you have three walls of a sukkah, so the reason why you can view what's within as being enclosed is because when you have three walls, then we will now imagine that the fourth area, the fourth ruach, which is open, is a Pesach. So a Pesach doesn't undermine the status of having an area that's enclosed. That's the pshat in the words of Rashi. Harvi is hikula Pesach. Again, this is not the same thing as what we'll see later in the Gemara here, Dav Zayin, about Suras HaPesach. Suras HaPesach is a different word. Suras HaPesach is its own idea of a stima. It's like a dofe. Okay, may not be mechitzas nikaros, that's a separate shayel gabi sukkah, but it's a mechitza. A Pesach is not a mechitza. But the pshat of a Pesach means that it's not a stira to say that the area opposite it is mukaf. Because you can have an area that's mukaf, it's just that there's a Pesach. Entrance. So, when you have three walls, you have a chalos hekif. The fourth side is open, that's a Pesach. That's the halacha. When you have three walls, then it's considered a hekif because the fourth side is a Pesach. It's a chur of the pshat in the words of Rashi. Daniel?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Is there such a concept by Erevin and just a Pesach without a Surah of Pesach?
Yeah, that's exactly what I quote you. I don't have the if there's more Erevin, I could give you the Lashna Mishnah there. But the Lashna Mishnah, I'll bring it tomorrow, is she it's Shuhu Psachim. If you have, again, Omid Mubala Paritz, and the Paritz is not, they're not Surah of Pesach, again, the gap is not more than 10 Amos, then, and the majority is still enclosed, that's quarter.
Is it less than 10 Amos, it's automatically
Surah of Pesach? No. Surah of Pesach is Kana Mikan, 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 Al Gabayim. That's a special halacha. You have to have some lechi on each side and something on top. Here, nothing. No Surah of Pesach. Just a gap. But the gap is not more than 10 amos. That's not, then it's a breach, then it can't count, then it can't cause a Pesach anymore. But the fence area is larger than the area of the Pesach. So that is considered still to be enclosed.
So
Rashi's word is that when you have a sukkah with three walls, you can say that the area inside is enclosed, because what we have here is the idea that the Revius, which has nothing there, is considered like a Pesach.
How could Rashi say such a board if you could theory they have a sukkah more than
10 hours? No, sukkah, it's unique to sukkah. That's the word. But sukkah, let's say how long it is. It could be there. It could even be bigger. By Erevin, it's a problem. By sukkah, that's the halacha. If you have three walls, the fourth side is considered a Pesach. It's in terms of this issue of the hekif that has to be created through the walls, that we discuss now in the first shita, why you need to put the tefach in a particular place. Mitzad the halacha that a tefach counts as a wall, the sukkah, so, okay, counts as a wall, put it where you want. In terms of the idea that the third side is considered to have a dofen extending all across, so put it where you want. As long as it's there, and then you can say the dofen extends. Why do we want the dofen tefach to be adjacent, to be connected to what we're now calling the middle wall? We want it to connect to the other two walls. Why? The answer seems to be because there's something else that's taking place when you have tefanas asukkah. Not just that I have a wall and I have a wall on the third side, but that the walls work together in tandem. The three walls now work in tandem to create this new effect that we are defining as that the area is mukaf. And how is it mukaf? Either fourth side is open, that's a Pesach. But that can only be if the stronger that you create the joint effort of the three walls, that they collaborate with each other, the greater that you can create that effect of halos hekif from them. If you have two walls, and you have all the way isolated somewhere else, the third tefach. It's standing alone. You don't see it working together with the two walls. Then what's missing? What's missing is the bottom line that you have to create the chalos hekif in the sukkah that I don't have. There's a lesson in the ritva. You start going through the ritva for tomorrow. It's very important to go through the ritva, but you have to use the one here that gives you the pictures to understand what he says, kazeh. But then he has a svara. Later, he says, it would be all by itself. If it's not connected, then it's like Yechidoi, it stands by itself alone. Here, very end of the piece. Chazi l'mispechei l'echad min ha-koslim v'lo shetir v'chokav yechidus bifnei atzma. You don't want that tefach to be isolated. What's the pshat? Because if it's isolated, then you don't have as strong of a gidur. The gidur is what creates the hekif. So you need to create a stronger maisa gidur. The way that it's positioned, if it's put next to the other two, then there's a greater ability to create that effect of a hekif on the area within. If you have two and then you have it somewhere else, then l'chara, you see that the tefachu by itself, then you don't really create that hekif to the same degree. That could be the idea of Keneged HaYotzeh Ufi Shitas Rashi. We have to know if you can touch Keneged HaYotzeh differently. That we'll have to see for Mifashem for the Ramban. Then it comes out for Rashi that was not. It's a different issue that we're trying to solve. What works for Rashi, for the Ramban, does not work, because he's looking to find. He's looking for a different solution to a different problem. And what he's looking for if Rashi doesn't bother me. Because every pshat is going to have to look for something that it feels is missing. This is for Rashi the issue. You have to create a greater effect that the tefanos are working in tandem with each other, because I have to create a gidur, a hekif on the area within. Yeah.
Why is there no hekif if it's on the other side? I don't know.
Because the gidur, the chalos hekif of the area enclosed is a function of the walls together. If they are not, if the one thing is by itself, then it doesn't give the collective strength of the walls. It's because they're working together that gives a greater koach. What are the walls doing? Walls are things that are makif, they're enclosing. If I see the tefach connected to the two, and then there's a din, that's kilu nimshach, right? That's what it has. That's what we started with. To start with that. If you didn't have that again, we lost everything. The reason why I get the chalos hekif within is because I have a dofen tefach, and it counts as a dofen. And that dofen tefach is seen as extending. And I have them working in tandem with each other. They are creating a chalos hekif. If I see it all by itself, then it isn't as much of a koach working together to create the hekif. The hekif that comes about, that the area is mukaf, and the fourth roach is a pesach, is only to the extent that the third wall, the tefach, is joined with the other two. Then there's the koach that comes in the fact that they're connected.
What if you're standing in the sofa and you're looking around yourself and you see that there's a wall here, a wall here, and there's a wall behind over there, you're mukaf around that?
Okay, that's me, like the umdin. Yeah. But here we're trying to say it has to come from the being connected with each other. Not just because you perceive yourself. It could be that there's such a svara. I don't know it's such a svara. But we're trying to say pshan Rashi, right? It's connected to Yotze. And Yotze means for Rashi that it's connected. So they have to be connected in order to create the hekif, the chalos hekif. What did Rav Kahn and Rav Asi want? What did they want? They want to do something more. Maybe what you're indicating, but again, we're going to go with the picture here, that they're connected, you know, not the other pshat, the maram that's opposite. It is connected, but we'll do even more. What are we going to do? We're going to do something that's going to be mechzi karba mechitzos. What's the ma'ala of making mechzi karba mechitzos? Why? Where does it come from? Fanos a sukkah. What's the mechzi karba mechitzos? The answer is, mamish what we're saying. The mechzi karba mechitzos is that it has a greater effect in terms of allowing the area to be viewed as being enclosed all around. So the more that the third wall can be pointing in the direction of the fourth side, the easier it is to imagine that fourth side as being enclosed. It's a Pesach, that the area is therefore considered to be enclosed.
Is there also a Nimshach for Kreitzer Shah? To make a triangle, kind of?
It's Dhamma. The only thing is, the issue that comes up in the Spasembis and others is, so how are you going to have the Shia Sukkah? In other words, here you have only a Tefach. So where's your Zayin al-Zayin? You're saying you're going to create...
You have an area.
That's going to be the area. Oh, so then you have to get to the question, if you have the area of Zayin al-Zayin, but you don't have Zayin in each direction, so you're going to have to talk about a big Sukkah.
Do you even have
it? You can still have Zion by Zion. You can still have Zion by Zion. Very big right angle triangle. You can still have Zion by Zion.
No, but you have only a tefach here, right? You're saying if you... What?
It's viewed as Ki'ilu Nimsha, the slanted wall. So you have Zion al Zion in the Shtayim Kehil Chasan.
And
the third wall is viewed as extending, connecting, like the two edges of each of the Shtayim Kehil Chasan. But you don't... Yeah, then
the area.
You have
the area. Unless it's a big sukkah, you're not going to have... If it's just Zion al Zion, you're not going to have the area of Zion al Zion. That's what Sfasemeth wonders about. Again, that's within this gear, this picture that we're dealing with, right? The chodin is the area. They have to deal with the bigger sukkah. But what's the idea? But again, let's go. Merzik ka'ar v'machitzos is because it's the chalos hekif that I'm looking for. Because the wall has its own integrity, has its shame dofen, seder. Ki'ilu nimshach, I understand. But what's missing? What's missing is this koach to create a hekif. So putting it next to the other two walls, that's the kineged ha'yotze, gives it a greater ability to work together, because the hekif is a result of the joint positioning of the walls. If it's isolated by itself, then I don't have as much of a koach creating a hekif. This is what I'm trying to bring out. That the koach of the hekif is a function of how much the walls are working together, tandem. If you have two and you have one by itself, then you're not creating as much of a force to create hekif. If they're working together, then it's more easy to see it as mukaf. But then Rabbi Kanavasi says, do something else. Why not tilt it an angle toward the Mechzi Kavi Mechitza? Yeah.
Two things. What if one had a fully triangular circle with three full walls?
What if you had what?
Three full defanos as a triangular circle.
You have cases like this later. Your triangle circle, it's the stem. You have.
It, I don't know. I guess I didn't get to those in Mars. But that's cool. Exactly.
So the area?
If you have an area, assume it's very big, you have an area of 49 square tefachim. If we're saying in Rashi that the whole pshat is because you have a Pesach, so if you have an enclosure of four, so the fourth wall is the opening, so how could you ever have a kosher triangular circle?
What should be, if you have a triangle circle, what's the halacha?
Well, you still have a hekef. It's surrounded by all its sides. It's surrounded by three sides. The only reason why you need to consider the Ruach Revius as a Pesach is because it's open. But as it being considered a Pesach, now it's surrounded by all four sides. But for a three-walled sukkah that's enclosed on all sides, why do I need the whole Pesach?
You don't need
it. You
think it should be good.
Yeah.
It should be good.
You don't need to have a Pesach. Like, you don't need, like,
it'll be mine. Okay, it'll be mine. Yeah.
Which is one more walls.
Yeah.
Why can't we say if we're saying that the tefach is like nimshach with the form of good, then why does the tefach need to actually be touching and adjacent? Because you could place the tefach anywhere along that wall, and then it's nimshach and it's good to the other tefach.
Right, because again, I think that the answer is that the more that they're working, it only is nimshach once you have it where it is, and it's nimshach. But when it's connecting to begin with, then there's more of a working together with the other tefachim, because you have them as one. It's like one unit, one, and it goes around. If there's a gap, then it's not the same type of a collaborative effort, if you will, of the three walls. So the gidur is a greater gidur, it's a greater heck if the walls are working in tandem, it's not one is not isolated from the other, from the rest. Of course you'll say kiyun imshach, but l'maisa, it's not creating the same effect.
We also have to say that the good, we have to assume two things. One, that the good, it works even without having ten tefachim. Like by good us, like we said, you need to have a tefach.
Yeah, it's true. That's from the tefach.
And you also say that Rashi or Makir, these mechitzos of good us, like as real different mechitzos. Because before, when Rava asked, oh, you need mechitzos in the karas, we said that Rashi held that good mechitzos aren't mechitzos in the karas. So in this situation, you have to say that Rashi holds that these are mechitzos in the karas.
Well, you have the tefach, and he's saying, at least for this halacha, that's right. We'll see. So it's a pesach, it's a separate shayla over here. Yeah, and now we have to know what's the fourth and what's the third shot of Simon. But just to mention,
Let's see Rashi, that he holds, like we see, that he holds that the fourth wall is like very fine if it's open because it's a Pesach. Would we know what to say that Shasik Rav according to Rashi is that he's the kind, he's like, he's disregarding what they're saying because adding like to make into four walls is so unnecessary because it's very much.
Maybe you don't need
three.
To. That's the question. What's the pshat in Shasik Rav? Now, if you'd like to see the Gemara Baba Basra I gave you, the same type of Gemara, except a whole different context, appears over there. And the Shaila is there a parallel here in the Sugyas? The mice over there is, someone sells a field, and he delineates boundaries. So he gives one long boundary, and it goes as far as it goes. And then on the other side, he delineates a boundary that doesn't exceed, it doesn't extend as far as the one on the other side. Shaila is, what's included in the area that he's selling? Is it only the area that's between the two lines? It's only up to where the short boundary goes? Or does it include even the areas beyond? And then you have a statement over there, and you have a Rav, and you have a Kashav of Kana Ravasi, but let it be Keneged Rosh Tor, and a Vaitar Shasik Rav. So the Tosafot Rashi and the Rabban and Mochamos, again, if you got to them, I know, they compare that sugya to our sugya. And then, based on that, there's a whole different reading of this inyan of Keneged HaYotze. Again, you have to see it carefully in the Ramban, in the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't quote Ramban by name, but he quotes just Pshat. And then he doesn't like it, because the Ritva says, what's the shaykhis between Mechira and what you have over here? So, now, when you learn this, you have to, again, ask yourself, so what's the issue over here? Now it's a different issue. What we've been discussing right now is within Rashi. The Keneged HaYotze means adjacent, what we're learning, adjacent to the end of one of the Tfanos. So now you have a middle wall, and it's connecting to what's now the middle wall. That's where the Tefach is. And that's for the reason that we just gave, basically, that you have to create a sense of unity between the various walls so that it can create a greater koach to be makif. The way that the Rabban is learning, that's not the issue at all. Rabban wants something else. Rabban wants the Tefach to be at the last point corresponding to that to the longer wall. So for example, let's say we have here what we're going to call the middle wall, right? And here you have a long wall. So according to Rashi, the Keneged HaYotze is where? It's right here. For the Ramban, you're going to find the point of this wall where it ends. The last tefach, opposite that, is where you're going to put the third tefach of the wall. Why? Because if you put it here, there'd be a problem. What's the problem? So then the sukkah area would end. You can only be makif if it's considered part of the sukkah. So he's going to use the lumdus of the sugya Bava Basra and plug it in over here and say that this is all you have to work with. So in order to solve the problem, you have to put the tefach at a point that aligns with the ending of the longer wall, not with the beginning of the longer wall. Now you have to know, according to this pshat, what's the kash of Kan Bavasi? They said, no, I have an eitzah. Let it be even over here. And what? The Amidenu Keneged Rosh Torah. What does that mean? How do you read the words? So what does that mean exactly? So what are they asking, in effect? What are they asking?
The same thing that they asked in Bava.
So what were they asking over there?
Why
not put over here and then Bikona from the Bechira, and Bikona, the area, 80%. From there? Yeah. So now what would be asked? He'd be asking similar kash over here.
Okay,
so again, this is what we have to figure out. So according to Ramban, it's a very different issue. And then we have to deal with Rav Siman, the third pshat, and what is that about? And that, from the Ramban, again, is mashma that it could be a dindaraisa. Okay, so this is what we have to try to... It's not an easy gemara. Very not easy to go, but we have to go, from there to Tosis and then to the Hemshacha gemara. Okay, let's stop here.